Title: New Rules Governing Remote Identification of Unmanned Aircraft. Content: On December 28, 2020, the FAA issued a new rule, published in the Federal Register on January 15, 2021, which will impose a requirement, subject to two exceptions described below, for every unmanned aircraft weighing over 0.55 pounds and operated in U.S. navigable airspace to incorporate a remote identification capability so that it can be tracked in U.S. air traffic. The new rule takes effect 60 days after publication in the Federal Register, but operators of unmanned aircraft have 30 months to bring their operations into compliance with the new rule. Manufacturers of unmanned aircraft have 18 months to incorporate such systems into the unmanned aircraft they manufacture. The preface to the new rule explains that it represents the next incremental step toward enabling routine operations of unmanned aircraft over people and beyond the visual line of sight. Think, for example, the potential routine use of unmanned aircraft by a company like Amazon to deliver packages. The FAA published a brief description of the new rule on its website. Subject to limited exceptions, the new rule requires unmanned aircraft registered under Part 47 or 48 and operated in U.S. airspace to have a remote identification system meeting FAA requirements. 14 CFR 89.101, 89.105. This requirement can be fulfilled either of two ways. The operator can use an unmanned aircraft that incorporates a remote identification feature as original equipment. This is known as a standard remote identification unmanned aircraft. 89.110. In this case, the operator must ensure that the aircraft either is listed on an FAA declaration of compliance or is covered by an FAA design approval under Part 21. And the serial number that includes the remote identification capability is provided to the FAA either at the time of the aircraft's registration or in a notice of identification filed under Section 89.130 prior to operation. The operator must, of course, also ensure that the remote identification feature is not disabled and is broadcasting the required message elements listed in Section 89.305. These include a unique identifier, an indication of the control station's latitude, longitude, and geometric altitude, an indication of the unmanned aircraft's latitude, longitude, and geometric altitude, an indication of the velocity of the unmanned aircraft, a time mark, and an indication of the emergency status of the unmanned aircraft. In this case, there is no requirement for the operator always to maintain a line of sight to the aircraft. The concept is that the FAA will be approving designs of unmanned aircraft with remote identification systems that will enable the unmanned aircraft to operate safely without that line of sight. Alternatively, the operator can equip an unmanned aircraft with a remote identification broadcast module. 89.115. In this case, the operator must ensure that the module meets the requirements of Section 89.320, that the module serial number is listed on a declaration of compliance, and that the serial number of the module is either in the aircraft's registration or in a notice of identification filed under Section 89.130 prior to operation. The operator must also ensure that the remote identification feature is not disabled and is broadcasting the required message elements listed in Section 89.315. These include a unique identifier, an indication of the unmanned aircraft latitude, longitude, and geometric altitude, an indication of the unmanned aircraft takeoff location latitude, longitude, and geometric altitude, an indication of the unmanned aircraft velocity, and a time mark. In this case, the operator must always maintain a line of sight to the aircraft. Only two exceptions are allowed to these new remote identification requirements, as follows. First, operation without remote identification will be allowed in FAA-recognized identification areas, FRIAs. 89.115b. These areas will be the subject of approvals issued by the FAA under Section 89.215. These FRIAs will be limited to areas established by community-based organizations or educational institutions. Second, under Section 89.120, the FAA, may authorize operations without remote identification where the operation is solely for the purpose of aeronautical research or to show compliance with regulations. The unmanned aircraft remote identification requirement cannot.